We're up to Tonu Pchir, right?
Yes.
Tonu Pchir, we're doing Chazara, Tana Lamed Beis. Tonu Pchir is 15 lines up at the end of the page, 12 actually. But Tonu Pchir, Pchir said a Bereisa. Obviously, and now most of these we've learned already. Tashmi Kefel is new. So these are Knossos. It's into Knossos. That's why he's bringing them and Mishai didn't. Then there's Galim and Galson. We have to see why Mishai didn't bring that. Adam Zimmerman. Oynes. Mefate, Shemra, Mamatame, Mamadamea. Mamatame is you put a sheret, touch the truma, Mamadame mix chulin with truma, Menasi, we'll see Rashi and Tesis, Mamanasi. That makes 24. So we've just done the brides, and I want to go over the brides one more time, but this time doing it together with Rashi. Okay, Tony up here. The 24 hours of the Kefel, Kefel, first white line. Imote, finding name in the hands of the guy. Yeah, why Joshua bring an apostle? Because otherwise it wouldn't be an R. The Shumabo The person sheds or sells an animal that he stole, he has to pay four or five. Four for a sheep, five for an ox. The price is carried on. Ganav v'gazin. Says Rashi, v'ganav shemeshalim al pi atzmoi. The ganav has a Then he won't pay kefal, only the kerem. However, he admitted his own admission. Halacha is moida b'knas is potul. Why should moida b'knas be potul? The pasuk says, Elohim yishalim. That will the Beis Din make him guilty. For that, he has to pay shnayim. Why no knas? The knas, the shnayim means the knas, to pay the extra amount, the extra time, the double. That's the knas. And we learn Shirashim him yishalim shnayim. Minimum paying merubah, perhaps, why does the prices say, why does the prophet say, Ashirashim, it's coming to exclude something. Perhaps the Mashiach is absolute. That's coming to exclude if he would make himself guilty, then he is trying to, he doesn't have to pay this extra kefal. Okay, so that's Ganav. How do you have a Ganav paying keren? We said it's moed the class. The next word in the Brayso so was Gazlin. Says Rashi, Gazlin. Gazlin Gazlin's also an av. Why? Where does it say in the Torah about Gazlin? That's Ganav because why did Rashi not say by Gazlan about Moed B'Knas? What do you mean?
Gazlan doesn't pay careful.
Right, Gazlan doesn't pay careful, so therefore no need for the whole Arichas Moed B'Knas. So how did Gazlan pay Karen? Why not? He's a Gazlan. Gazlan pays Karen. Vayta in the Brayso. Need one thing in one place, one thing in the other. Adim Zayim, Rashi doesn't explain about what Adim Zayim. We want to know what that is. The oynes, the mefate, or mitzvah.
Well, actually, doesn't give us a golden period of Zionism.
Right. We meant to know that. Yeah.
We don't have paper.
I think actually, if you look in the Torah, like Kefa, you have a commission, right? Not mistaken, flying a bad mistake. Not in the middle of the rush, that I'm sorry. Hey, this is a there. So what's saying this is a it's Ruben's asking why Rashi felt the need to bring the apostle about Kefel and didn't bring the need to bring the apostle about your system really questions all the last is offered. Not sure. Oh, this is a pathetic series. Oinus Mepate, it says, and Josh Oinus Mepate, it says in the Torah. Commission case of Xiv Boinus. It says clearly that Commission case of the Mepate, it says, Kesev Yishpil, Kemoyam Sulis. Kemoyam Sulim, Shell Oinus, sign a commission case. Right? It doesn't actually say how much to pay by Mepate, but we learn out from Oinus, just like Oinus has to pay 50, so to the fact that they 50. Mithi Shema, Tim Vancho Isoi, Meal Kesev, the apostles is the pay output. That's those are those. Oinus part of the Shema. Back to the Braise, the Metame, the Medamea, the Manasse. What are those things? Metame, Medamea, and Manasse. So, Josh Metame, Tulmo. The Metame Truma takes the share, it's the touch of Truma. Metamea. What's Metamea? He mixes, Metamea means to mix. So he mixes Truma of the Chulin and therefore causes that the money should get, the value of the Truma drops. The value of the Chulin drops. Because previously, the Chulin was suitable for anyone to eat. And now the Chulin is only suitable for Kohen. So with less of a demand, less of a demand, the price drops. Menasseh, Yad Abidazai, what's Menasseh? So Rashi learned Menasseh means you really did Nisuch. Somebody did Nisuch a Yayin, Tzavidazai, poured out the wine for the sake of Abidazai. Seven Gittin, the Farish, Amai, Lori, Komni, the Drowning in it. And Seven Gittin, us, I can tell me, Yochayev. Because of Menasseh, somebody who does Nisuch is Chayiv Misa. And if it's Chayiv Misa, they don't need to pay for the damage one causes, but on Tamane, it gets the more serious punishment. Metame, Medame, Medame, Menasseh. Why what?
Why does it?
Yes, the Gemara says, as soon as he picked it up, he's ready to create it. He picked it up in order to do so, so he did the Maisa Ganeven, he ready to create it. And at that moment, so he's hired for that. And then after that, he's hired Misa for the next act. So the... No. So since it's not the same time, we only say the rule of comedy, which I mean, if both happen in tandem. So for instance, a person shoots an arrow and it kills a person but tears his clothes. That's one act. One act, for that act, the person is Chayav Misa and Momen can't be, so just Chayav Misa. So in here it's two acts. It's picking, to one act. And that's, you're ready, and the person's ready Chayav Momen. That's a Ghana.
Why
what?
Why you mentioned Nasa? You already mentioned God.
Yeah, that question is written on the Gideon of Ron Jacobson's account. Right? We answer the question. If we're going like that Gemara there, the Gemara says that Manasseh is tired, and as soon as he picked it up, he was created for Gneva. And then afterwards, there's a period of Misa for doing the Mitzvah. So there's no problem in that. That's what the Gemara says. We don't need it in the list in 24. Because then it's just scatter. You're telling me. We've already mentioned it before you get to the Mitzvah. The reason why you have is for the Gneva.
Right.
Huh? Right. That's Yossi's question, which هو my that's one way many have to tell you what the answer was. I forgot the answer. That's where it is. Where it is. It's a great question, I'll say. This is a safer and written on where it is. It's where this question was. The second. Yeah, so Shurib David, that's David Pavaski, and the Minch Shleima, that's of Shema Zalman Oibach, they asked this question. Said, Koshek, Vahuska Gazdan. And so does Reb Shimon Shkob. Ah, that's why I don't want to answer by the answer, because they don't answer. All three of them are asked this question. So,
maybe that was inside the state that would have his only children?
That's what the Gemara asks. The Gemara asks that. The Gemara says, why didn't... It's a Mishnah, so the person has to pay if he's Menasseh. So the Gemara says, if it means Menasseh, my Mishnah. So why should one be chayav miser? And why should one chayav mamon is ready chayav miser? So the Gemara answers is the same by picking up. So if we're saying that's what we're talking about, let me tell. So then that's the cash. Because that's the cash. So also says there's a area to one inch. There's a part based on a posse. Yes, we shall have the throne. I will be in at the time of substitutions.
So is money considered
the beginning? So very good. If you want to look around, see if they speak about the inside more, but Shiri Ab David and Uiskuf Ches, Minz Bashlema here, and Ab Shimon Shkol. They ask this question. Okay, as Yaakov said, we meet good people. You remember the answer.
Maybe the guy's always been attacking them by returning it up to the point we saw.
So we said Gazan already. It's true. Gazan can return.
And then once he did it.
By meet Tom Chok, we can ask on the way to see what they see. But the fact that he asked the question is a good sign. Metame medameh menaseh, says Rashi, back into Rashi. Metame medameh menaseh luiksibi be'edim. It doesn't say clearly in the Torah anywhere the word of metame. Or medameh menaseh. Ba'afiloch yav ha'ovois. Nevertheless, the ovois. Why should the ovois? Shemechal nezakim. They're all included under the category of Nezek. The Nezek, Mama in Ksiva Torah, and stealing money is written in the Torah. Like it says, Maki Nefesh Be'ema, not stealing money, damaging money. Yeah, it says, Maki Nefesh Be'ema, Yishar Men. So it all comes under the category of Nezek, and therefore it's considered an art. Nezek Zayayin. So I have a question. Why does it mention it at all? Okay, well, I'll see. It says a chenenike. We'll see about go on. Menasek is a yayin. Lekin a meme. Oh, says Rashi. Don't say pshat in menasek is a yayin means shenischoy be yayin nesek. That it means he mixed it up with yayin nesek. I mean, maybe I could have learned that This is, yeah, it doesn't mean they actually didn't have a problem of coming with the Rabbi Minei, and you have to answer it based on the Gemara, and you have your sixth question. Maybe it doesn't mean that. Maybe Menasem Zayayin means they mix together wine and kosher wine. Yeah, and that's something kosher wine. Shedorenburg. Why don't we say Shniskoi? The Yain Neser Shedorenburg. And he turned, he contaminated, yeah, he turned the yain into yain neser, and by throwing in yain neser, shenischo, he means he turned the yain, the kosher wine, into yain neser. How did he do that? The yain neser shedor boy. By pouring yain neser into it. So why don't, maybe that's a shot. Says Rashi, the loy mechasri, the loy midi. He hasn't caused any loss by doing this. No loss. Why not? Because, well, why not? Because Yain Neser is not inside it. So Josh, no, there's no loss. Why? To Mazbin Lei, he can now sell it, Bar with Mei Yain Neser Shavoy. The wine, beforehand, he had 1 liter of wine, and now he poured in another liter of Yain Neser. That's what he had, 1 liter of kosher wine and 1 liter of Yain Neser. So go and sell it to a goy. You can sell it to a goy for 1 liter's worth of wine. And you'll get that money. So you haven't lost anything. You had 1 liter of wine, which was kosher wine, and you would have made on that 10 shekel. And now you have, I don't buy 10 shekel, not 10, 1 liter wine, kosher wine. Okay, 10 shekel. And you now suddenly poured into it another liter of drink of wine. So sell it to a goy. You've got 2 liters here of wine. Sell it for 10 shekel. And you get your 10 shekel. So you haven't lost anything. You're not having an offer.
I'll
say, Yaakov wants to say something.
We just not the case where we mixed Truma and Purim. And because of the market is reduced, we can say there's a market, therefore there's less value.
Right.
There's some reduced value. Now, again, we reduce the market. Okay, you cut out the market.
No, that's the question which we mentioned last time as well.
Yeah,
and Mashal asked that question. Mashal says that's already included in the Truma part. We said no need for this new aspect of Menasseh. That amount of change I already mentioned. Yeah, okay.
I'm really surprised.
Okay, good. What's the surprise?
I think, you know, we've seen somebody go to the supermarket and see these shampoos and take 20% extra as if you're getting them free.
Mm-hmm.
At the same price as always. So, of course, more people are going to be interested in buying it. It'll be easier for you to sell. And so, you are getting enough ability to sell it more quickly. Or if you're selling that by bulk, you're benefiting from selling that entire by bulk with that extra wine.
Yeah. I said an extreme example of an extra liter, which you're right. The example I said, I don't know about that extra benefit that you're saying, but there's really no loss of money because I'm selling 2 liters. For 1 liter, I definitely would be able to make the same amount of money I would have been able to get for 1 liter. But the same amount would be if somebody added in 10 milliliters into my 1 liter bottle of wine. Also, the Yain Neser, the whole Yain is also vine. And here you're not going to make any benefit by selling it to the good. 10 extra milliliters is not going to make any difference in people saying, whoa, now I'm going to buy this. 10 milliliters.
That seems a lot more.
Right, I'm saying that the halacha of Menasseh is true even in the case when it's only a little bit.
Okay.
And,
well,
and it's still cool.
You might sell it getting
enough. So you're asking halacha in Hilchos Yain Neser, are you allowed to sell a case? You're not. You're focusing on Hilchos Yeridah. We're trying to focus on Hilchos Teishu Mishpat. I'm not saying your question is not a question that doesn't need to be dealt with, but in our story, which we're focusing on, Hilchos Teishu Mishpat, has the guy got lost by the fact that Yain Neser was added? So if a lot of Yain Neser was added, so probably no loss to him at all, because like if you have to, what you were saying, he'd be able to sell it easier enough to be able to get the same amount of money that he would have been able to get before. This halacha is true even if it's a tiny bit added. And then it'll be harder for him to sell, and he won't be able to make as much money to every back of his kasha. He won't be able to get as much money. Why is that not included? There's a why saying there's no hefsid. There is a hefsid. He can only sell it to goyim. How much are goyim going to pay for a 10 shekel dita kosher one. Yeah, it's not, how much are you going to pay for that? Says, so Mashallah, that question has been addressed in the Damir already discussed that. We already mentioned that. That's why Rashi didn't want to say that. That's what Manasseh means. God, you asked this question from here and there. That's a good question which needs to be addressed. When we learn the second of Avodah Zarah, we see after the Shema. I mean, let's go over that part, Rashi, because unfortunately, I didn't finish it. Manasseh is the Yain Nekonomim. Lekonomim is a Nishoi, Yain Neser, Shazorah, Boy, Delemi, Kemachasi, Lemidi. So, Mazmin, Neyma, Baal, Midme, Yain Neser, Shaboy. He can sell it for everything except the value of the Yain Neser that was added. Umetame, Shemagia Sheret, so what's Metame? Metame is different. Metame is Shemagia Sheret, the Trumaskoi. Then the Sheret Trumaskoi, the Afsid Demine, he caused him a loss. He caused him a loss, and therefore, in economic, Metame needs to be said. And Menasir, to say that it means that he was Menasir Mamish, that can't be, but there's no Hefsid. Okay, back to the Gemara. Rebbe Shai my time. We're 7 lines up and end of the page. Rebbe Shai my time. Look, Tony, honey. Why did Rebbe Shai, that means the brides of 13, why did he not also list the other 11, right? 24, other 11. On the Gemara, the Mamoina Kamari, the Knossa Lekamari. With Momoi, the Bryce is talking about Momoi, not talking about Knas. I mean, the Rishai didn't want to focus on Knas, he wanted to focus only on Momoi. Okay, so all those ones like Kefel, Dal Gehei, Oid, Fate, maybe even Matame, Dal Nasset, maybe, all those are Knas, and therefore he didn't want to talk about that. What about Ganav and Gazan? For in the Gemara, Ganav and Gazan, the Mamoinu, Ganav and Gazan, which is Momoi. Listen, why did the Rishai not bring down Ganav and Gazan? Answers the Gemara, Hoktoni, he did say, Shemekhin of Asher, it said Shemekhin of Asher, that is Ganav and Gazan. Shemekhin denies having it, and then it's called that he's got it. So he was a Ganav, so he had to pay careful. So it's already included under the category of Shemekhin of Asher. It's included Ganev Vigaz. Says Rashi, Ganev. Hamoide Meatmoi, five runs up. Hamoide Meatmoi, Vigazin, the Lord Mishal Nela Karen. Both these two, Ganev Vigaz, and then Gazin. The Lord Mishal, both these two don't pay. Hello Karen. Listen, why did the Mishal not bring it down? Which Rashi answers, the Gemara said, "Tonenei Shemekin Hashoy." The awesome Nami Shach the name. That's the name is also applicable by Shemekin Hashoy. Kegoy Shetoan Shenignav Amen. He times it got stolen from him. But he be all right, and it's still by him. He never got stolen. I mean, I'm thinking Maruba. We learn in the seventh period of Baba Kame called Maruba. The Torah time is Ganev. There's somebody who claims, the Shemekhinah claims he got stolen, has got the same name as a Ganev. Ganev. The Torah time is Gazan, and somebody who claims it was robbed from him has the same name as a Gazan. Gazan has the same name as a Gazan. Want to explain why not?
Why is the Gazan not holding Tobin this time? He didn't come with force. Why is he not holding him? He just stole it. He just stole it. He's weird. In reality, he's a guy. It's not a Gazan. He didn't go with force. Uh-huh. So why can't he have any permission to get it off the hook easier than a regular Gazan?
Yeah, that's definitely a very good aura. It's not the place here for him, but it's a very, very good aura. In Hilchus Shomer, the din is a 10 talents Gazan pays twice, 10 talents Gazan pays once. And you're asking, you're understanding that Tainan is Ganev is really a Ganev. That's what you're asking. And since he's really a Ganev, So then he should be paying kefal. But if he's really a gadol, and the ten tanis gazlan is also a gadol, because he's also doing the same thing. He's just saying a different word. So why should he be a gazlan? He should be a gadol. That's the question, which is a good question. When we went the first time round, we gave a shiur focused on this idea that the chiyuv gadol of the shemir chinon is not, he's not, the reason why it's happened is not because of a gun. It's a new chiyuv because of the shemir, which maybe we'll mention again as we go through, but it's a new chiyuv. Hilchus shemir says that included in the chiyuv of shemir is, if he denies it, then I have to pay kefal if he denied that singing was a gun, and I have to pay once if he denied that singing is a gun. The money came to his hand beheted. So he can't be called a gunner. He got the money beheaded. Didn't do any active stealing. All he's saying is words now. Turning down his gunner. So it's not a gunner. It's a new halacha on midin hilchus shemin. So if it's midin hilchus shemin, the halacha midin shemin was, if you say it was stolen through gunner, you pay kefal. If you say it was stolen through gazan, you pay once. So that takes away the harifas of your cash. The question that you were asking was, he is a ganav. He's a ganav, and he's doing it stealthily. Nobody sees him. He's doing it at night. He really took it to put it in his pocket there. So what's the difference to what word you said? So if that's true, that he is, the reason why he's coming, because he is a ganav, then we have a good question. That's a good question. If it's not because of that, if it's coming within Hilchus Shemin, so then that's what the Torah says. Somebody who says it was stolen, Beishtai. Somebody who said it was cousin, please once. If your question is why the Torah said that, that's really a different league of a question. That's not a question in Havana. That's a question in understanding the halachas, why the Torah decided one thing or the other.
You know, I watched the Shem and he got intense about it. And he was like, don't say it's been selling for me. He said it's been gathering from me.
Yeah.
And now when
they're there,
you
have to pay for it. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, so there's rise for this point. We said that shit last time. There's rise for this point that Torah Tanit Ganev is not really a ganev. Money came to his hand, beheta, he's not really a ganev. He's just the Hilchus Shemin says, if you're Torah this, you get the same din as a ganev. If you're Torah this, you get the same din as a ganev. Similar to eating zonim, that type of thing. But why Hashem decided that? That's a really different.
So why would we define?
That's not for Avonah in our sugya here.
I don't want to call a shomer because the guy with permission, you don't want to call
Yeah, he's not a gunner.
He's a shomer that
he,
was
he's not. No, he wasn't a gunner.
What does that mean?
Gunner means to take out from somebody's wishes without permission.
Now to take something that doesn't belong to him?
He didn't take it. What? He didn't take it. He didn't take it.
So what would we call someone like that?
Shem Chinon that lies. That's what we call him. Well, he is. He wasn't a gunner. A gunner.
So, means... That's maybe someone we hadn't used it. Since he uses it in that condition, the time was to return it. The person gave him, give me back. He says, no, I don't have it. It was stolen. And now he uses it. He used it as a gunner, right?
He used it as a gunner.
So he's using it as a gunner.
I can't remember if it's Ganav or Gazan. I can't remember which one.
He's a Shomer Chinah. He's supposed to put it on the side. Second he touches it inappropriately, he's a Ganav.
I can't remember if he's a Ganav or Gazan. I can't remember that. Tignaz, Shir Chosyad, Tignaz, Bissoyen. I can't remember that. But that problem. Turn Ganav Ganav is something else. Turn Ganav Ganav means he said it was stolen and it wasn't. Why is this? Well, there's nothing wrong with moving around. The person used it. He doesn't want to live around there. He doesn't have to have his house messy all the time. Unless he was the yak of the market. So I'll look after it, put it anywhere I want. And he put it wherever he wants it. In the sink. That's a thing that is Ganev. And the halacha of Din Hilchus Shomer is that it was very muchach in the sugur. I can't remember exactly the point where it was. It was very muchach at this point. That's what the Gemara says. It needs to come. Tony Ezekiel. Well, we'll see. If it came to him, Memelo, or if it was, we'll see. Oh, so we're in the middle of Rashi, right? So the Gemara said that I've already said Shemekhinom and Shoya. Shemekhinom is a person that denied the clause that they had it. He said it got stolen or it got robbed from him. And in both those cases, he had to pay people like we got it and they got them. And the Gemara also said Shoya. And Shoya is very Shoya. The Shoya can never say a Ganav took it from him. The Shoya said a Ganav took it from him. What does that fire, please? The Rambam says, listen to Mizuim. Somebody came today, armed robber came and said, money, you're not going to take it from me. What did he do then? He has to pay. So the Shaykh also has to pay. So then it becomes a gun or a gun. Says, Rashi, I know you're not going to like this Rashi, but it's one of those things. Rather than knock off my Shaykh, I says, my Shaykh, love that. Love that kid, it's not specific. We mentioned Shemekhinom Shoyel. The Holy Mishkach has been in Nifter. You'll never have a case that Shoyel will be false. Rebbe B'Tayn Tan is Ganev, Rebbe B'Tayn Tan is Gazem, Shemekhayev B'Kulik. Oh, here it was. Fezi Gemara. Also, why did he say, we already had in Shemekhinom HaShoyel, we had Ganev and Gazen. So, why did he say Ganev and Gazen again? Shemekhinom means Ganev and Gazen, he said. So, why do you say again? Hatonale, Shemekhinom HaShoyel. Take a last sign of the Gemara. Answer the Gemara. Tony Memoino, the Osir the Yode, Beteo. Tony Memoino, the Osir the Yode, Beso. He wanted to split up, talk about money that came to his hand, Behetel, and money that came to his hand, Beso. Drashi. The Osir the Yode, Beteo. Second last line of Rashi. Shemekhinom, Avagav, the Hashotoy and Tanizganev, Shemekhinomeno, even that now he's saying it got stolen from him. Miumi Kovok, also the other original when it came into his hand. Beteo, also the other, it came into his hand. Beheto, and Ganev and Gazan, Meluna, also the other. Ganev and Gazan, the money came to his hand, it's the Drash of the Gemara, and this is where we gave a shit last time. You can all go back to look at it if you want, and listen to it again. And this is where we saw, here wants to list as two separate things, Shemekhinom and a Ganav. One's a Ganav, one's money, one's Mamino, the Osi Yodi Beteire, and one's Mamino, the Osi Yodi Beso. We must be then, the Drash spent the time, Nochem spoke this out in Sivkop and Kuflam at base, but it's right that Shemekhinom that denies having it, they got stolen, denies having it. He says they got stolen, denies having it. It's not simply a Ganav. The Chiyuv Momin is Mahmas Hilchus Shemekhinom. In Hilchus Shemekhinom, Machayev, if he denies it, he has to pay. It's not simply a Ganav. A Ganav is, that's what it means. Tony Memoina Dossi Yoda Beteye. Memoina Dossi Yoda Beteye means he's not a Ganav. A Ganav is somebody who takes money base. If you receive the money Beheta and then hides it, the reason why he's hiding it because of the hook says, shame.
That's the Kuna Naman?
That is why Rebchir said it like that. That's what you mean? Rebchir didn't say it like that. Rebchir said it like that. Rebchir delineated both. As two separate categories, they met the two separate categories. There's a din of Ganev, who takes something midayim, and then there's a new din called Shemekhinom. Shemekhinom, besides taking midayim, besides being a chayiv, if it gets stolen, is also chayiv if he denies it. and then it's found by him. Okay, let's see places. Adam Zimmerman. Here she go. Here she go. Now, Peter Shilling out be Adam Zimmerman. Even if the examiner testified and then the basin passed Al Peter's Adam Zeman, and then the poor chap paid, not be what was meant to have been, but he paid, that put Peter Psak and basin, and then it is by the Adam Zeman, even then the Adam Zeman needs to pay. So a quick halacha here, quick recap. Halacha is that Adam Zayim only pay if it's kasher zoma. Kasher zoma lasts the achim, but they kasher also. But they wanted to do that. They did. Everyone they wanted to do. So really, by all other halachas, if Adam Zayim testified and based on passed on the psak, and they acted based on that psak, the Adam Zeman are off the hook. Kasher Zoma and Lo Kasher Osa. Tzeis had a problem. If that's the case, so then why are Adam Zeman called Mazikin? Adam Zeman, that they had the liability to pay, and when would they have to pay? They'd have to pay only if the poor chap didn't pay. Because if he did pay, then they're off the hook. So they only would be required to pay if he didn't pay, so they're not Mazik. So why are they called obvious Zikin? Abo obvious Zikin, 24 obvious Zikin. The Zikin definition of the Zikin is a Mazik. The Mazik is somebody who causes a loss. You haven't caused a loss. So why should it be called obvious Zikin? So the Rivar held that must be that this poor chap did pay. And that's why they're called Mazikin. And must be therefore that even though they're Mazikin, they have to pay back. Even though normally Kasher Zoma and Lo Kasher Osa, by Momoim, we'll see now, so it's a good straight mind. By Momoim, the din is that they do need to pay. The Zeus is Pirish Yivor, that Philip Shinim Alpish Sage, Alpi Adim Zemim. Even if this full chap did pay based on Adim Zemim, Chayorim, they are Chayim to pay. The Lo Shach, the Momoim, Kasher Zoma, Lo Kasher Osa, with Momen, it's not applicable the principle of Kasher Zoma and Beloy Kasher Osa. Why not? The Efsher Bechazoma. Since it's possible to undo the damage, therefore there's no din of Kasher Zoma and Kasher Osa. Kasher Zoma and Kasher Osa is very simple. It's a case of where a person got killed, a person got malchus. Even if we were then give the Edom Zomim the death penalty, or give the malchus, it wouldn't redo or undo anything which was done beforehand. And therefore, the Torah says that's awesome. Kasher Zoma and Loy Kasher Osa. But money, okay, they took money away from this poor chap and give it back. The Edom Zoma, not the Edom Zoma, will give it back. The basin will take back the money from the person that was given to and back to the poor chap. So, at the end of the day, this poor chap doesn't necessarily lose the money. And therefore, it's all under the category of Kasher Zoma. All under Kasher Zoma, Loy Kasher Osa. Because it's only since it's possible to give it back, it's not something finished. They haven't done it. And therefore, they can. And therefore, they can get their punishment of Kasher Zoma and Loy Kasher Osa. As they are the evil, they are finished shilling, are paid in Zoymim, Hayobim. They shack the mama and catch the zoma, the loy kasher os. The Efshah Bechazor. Rima Farish says the re to loy tzorek lai time. You don't need to come on this. Even if it's not Efshah Bechazor. Let's say we're talking about a guy who in such a mafia, there's no way you're going to ever get any money back from this. The poor chap paid to call him, I have a good Spanish name. Say that. Okay, it's just, this guy that you're never going to get anything back from. You're not going to forget it. Don't even try. Whatever. So there's no way you're going to get anything back from him. So don't tell me that they didn't cause this person a loss. He did cause him a loss. This poor chap has lost his money. Cash also. But he's got cash also. Still, they need to pay. Still, they're definitely not seeking. This poor chap lost millions of dollars. But they still need to pay the dinner agent. Why? Because in Momoin, the Chayvin and the Lul, the Kalvah Chayvin. In Momoin, we say the Edim of Chayvin, the Din Kalvah Chayvin. Why? Because in Momoin, Oin Shim Min Adim. There's always a Kalvah Chayvin. If you're Edim Zayim of Chayvin, for even trying to cause him, Kashas Doma, trying to cause him a loss, they're trying to pay. Cause again, if they actually cause him a loss, they should have to pay the Kalvah Chayvin. Every Edim Zoymin should be like that. Every Edim Zoymin, if already they're trying to get a person to get killed, then they get killed. Suddenly they were snared in their terrible endeavor. And this guy got killed, suddenly they should get killed. If they tried to call that guy Malchus, and he didn't get Malchus, but they tried to get Malchus, they get Malchus. Suddenly, if they succeed and he got Malchus, suddenly they should get Malchus. So the good guy looking at every Edim Zoymin should get the bigger bad, the punishment, even if it did happen. Just, that was a question answer. Just, this is it. Ain't only chin min adin. You can't make kalvachimus when it comes to punishments. Ain't only chin min adin. So you're right, you should get mongers of ain't only chin min adin. You're right, you should get killed, but ain't only chin min adin. But with money, ain't chin min adin. We had rice, we had the base, we had the whole mission that Tosis spoke out. We make kalvachimus to punish. Therefore, Tosis kashas olam. If Rezin kashas olam, certainly kashas olam. So it's true. His ball champ is not going to get any, not going to see his $1 million ever. So it's a kashas olam. It's a kalvachimus. If Rezin kashas olam, should get kashas olam.
But the official kashas olam is as they pose a but not also, then we're possible on citizens. So only
if I'm not
actually
expected. Right, let's go. Let's go. You're doing the Zohar on the Kashas that we asked. If it's true that when the Torah says Kashas Doma, it means below Kashas or Southern Europe. If it just means that's what the Gemara speaks out, because of the Ainach Mandin, below Kashas or Southern Europe, Torah says Kashas Doma. Doesn't say below Kashas. What does it mean by below kashos? Doesn't mean below kashos. That's what the Torah means, not kashos. Then you're right. Go to this chapter, it's going to read it. It doesn't mean that. Those are kashodoma. We'll tell you it's not kashos because it ain't ancient melody. That we spoke out next in the shir. Hold on, we move back. Hold on, we have the markets. Hold it in the organ. Haino Mishon, the awesome in ancient melody. That's because there, so my Misa, hold good. Ain't ancient on it. And that's the thing about the talking, Chadom, and that's Mamish, Chadoma, Ma'ayv. So there's a lot more to learn still, but if you don't mind, I want to share with you a little 5 minute story. I'm a horse, I don't know if you noticed. And we had the Shabbaton in the Bochum, went up to Tveri with the Rock. Got back pretty late. Last night, why not? Very nice. We had a concert at the end. Somebody called Itzik Hakeman. Yeah, now you have to go.
Yeah. Sorry, man.
So, somebody called Itzik Hakeman. Somebody from Kirit Sefer. I didn't know this, but he works with part of his avoda is to work with kids who are struggling. Anyway, so he ended off with a story that's. He was called by the Rosh Yeshiva who takes his boys to Shire, his cave, very all different places. Anyway, he was called by this Rosh Yeshiva, Motzei Shabbos wants to look, I'm coming back from there to Tzor, and we've got 6 or 7 chevra that want to stay here in Poland, but I need a babysitter. So please come and be with them for 4 days. So he brought some friends here. Anyway, he came to this cave of Bishaya, Bishaya from what's it called? It's got a name, Kastrina or something. Yeah, like, is there a. He didn't have any, he didn't feel a connection to the cave at all. So he went outside to walk amongst the quarry. So he has a guitar on the back of his which is the draws people to him. You see, it looks nice guy. So a guy, a boy came to him, a big white couple, and said, big white couple, oh yeah, a boy must be about 18, or, probably older, 21, 22. And he looked like some guy from Bat Yam, please. But, and said to him, could we learn for a few minutes? So this person, guy that comes in, said, no, no, it's a bit close. And his whole time he's teaching kids how to learn. No, he should get that moment to do it. This boy said, no, but please, for 10 minutes. Okay, 10 minutes, we'll find someone set up for 10 minutes. So there's no swearing there, command. He found a gemara, and he had a Marcus Shrus. So he said, okay, we'll start Marcus. So Dovid's then Marcus. And it starts off telling you, Kate is Adrian, Nas, and Zayman. Starts off telling you how they become Zayman. And it's nothing. They don't become Zayman in then that come. So he starts telling you, so, in Shabbat, we go to Sanhedrin. And this is the beginning, starts explaining. And then this boy says, well, why do you get Malchus? It's a love to anybody might say, don't get Malchus bit. So he said, you never asked it. So yeah, we command that base on the base. And then there's a series with Abdad. And this is what this boy started telling. I'm telling him also the Kotoya on this Gemara they learn. So he said, it's my Kotoya. So who are you? You know, it's Kotoya. We said 10 minutes. We'll have 10 minutes. Kids said, that's 1 hour and a half. And Abdad said, tell me your story. What's going on? He said, I'm sorry. Amazing story. So this kid was a good boy, so I was in a great yeshiva, Shiva Tana. And I think it was from Kyoto about it. And there were some boys who had smartphones. And he was traveling them. And one day, an hour and a half of his, so he got to get him. An hour and a half, and he felt in terrible depression. And the next day, he felt, who am I? And he did it again and again. And then he couldn't go to yeshiva. He marched all the way down. And he didn't speak to anyone about it. So this person said it was a bad thing as well. If you've got problems, you should discuss them. And then he saw it was causing his parents no end of other snafus. They didn't know what he was doing to Bechlal. And he said, he's leaving. He told parents, do me a favor, don't look for me. I'm going to Tel Aviv. Don't look for me. I'll come back. I will come back. I want to come back, but I need to be on my own. So it was one night. He went to Tel Aviv. Didn't have a home, nothing. So he was sleeping out. Mishada with people in the street, not with people. And his job was to pass drugs on to different people, and he was caught very quickly, and he was taken to court. He didn't want to tell his parents about it, and the government gave him a lawyer. He was put in prison for 3 years. He was there in prison, and stuff in prison started with some fairy tale, and he used to have enjoyment. In prison, rabbis come. There's two types of rabbis. One rabbi that come, called Sheikh Lolly. Yeah, told them all. Sugyas used to enjoy that very much. The other types of rabbis used to come, who they themselves were in prison, so at some stage of life, and they were and also used to get in general for that. So one day it was every Shana, and the announcement came, it's Rosh Hashanah, we're having a rabbi to speak. So he was excited, to really like this. Sitting there in the corner, the left hand corner, he looks to it. So the rabbi comes in, it's his father. Yeah, and the father knew he was in prison. And he knows what's going to be. His father was looking on the right. We looked at by the microphone, looking around. He sees his son. Oh, the problem says, wow. And his father comes up to him, leaves the microphone, comes up to him. And he says, certain, why didn't you tell me? I would have done anything to get you out of me. Why didn't you tell me? The father, the child saying, forget it, just give me a hug to get out. And the Bible says, oh, I didn't tell you. And we just go back and forth. That's in the past. You should have told me. I haven't done anything to get out. And then the father goes back to the microphone. He says, I don't know if you realize this, but he just discovered his son in prison. I had a shout wanted to give. Yeah. I forgot what I want to say. But he's in your prison. Everyone out there is in prison. Every person's got a certain thing which they think they're sealing, they can't see, they can't go further, they can't do more. Oh, just need to speak. You've got a father. You've got a father in heaven. Just speak to him. Tell him, I've got this problem. I've got this problem with typhus or with disease or with understanding the Gemara. I've got this problem. Speak to your father. Speak to him. Tell him. Tell him what's your problem. I'll do anything. I know my son was in prison. I was coming by foot from Pakistan to him. I would have done anything to get my son. Hashem loves you. Just speak to him. I'll do anything to him. Wow. That was his story that he said. He met his holy lessons. Society, I love it. Every person's got a certain thing which they can. You know, that's as far as I can go. That's what I am. That's what I am. It's not true. If it meant not true, we would speak down far about it. This thing disturbs me. So we'll do anything to help us out. So we should all be safe. Yeah. The Gavala could play this in terms of horse. And so an episode of Davis. However I said it.